Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Jensen. That was SM2N making a point. And it's Audio Mode Day 12. And I'm in the back garden. I actually meant to record this earlier while I was in the garden centre, where I bought some mint, amongst other things, because I remembered and I thought, just in case we want to have Pims again tonight, have some proper mint. Yes. But it was too hot. It was too hot out there. It was absolutely burning. And I had to get out of there, and then I didn't have time in the afternoon before I had to pick up the kids. There's actually two things I want to talk about, but okay. I can leave the other one for tomorrow, I guess. Now, I just wanted to mention about television. So here thanks go to Sissy G, SM2N, and Black 73 Cat for starting this conversation and for all the contributions. And I have to say, television, to me, we still have a very old television, so I very much doubt that it takes much more than an antenna and a DVD recorder to plug in. In fact, I think when we got the German satellite, there's nowhere to plug that in. I think you have to unplug something, or the video recorder or something. Anyway, it doesn't have enough sockets. That's how old it is. But it still works, and we haven't really had occasion yet to upgrade it, because we don't have any sort of games that you can play, and, you know, while you're looking at the television screen. And that's a pretty much a closed book to me, but it's one that I want to open. Now that we're getting the playroom ready for the kids, as Simon mentioned, because my idea was to have a telly in there, so we have a second one, so someone can play a game or watch something on the telly while the other person watches something else. And my idea was it would be quite nice to get some sort of Wii or something in there. R2UK, I forgot. Sorry, Ruth. You talked about the Wii U. Yes. Excellent. Yes, it's really good to hear all these contributions and to hear about what's possible, and what people are using and what's the best thing to do. Yes, I shall be listening out, and I have to do more research. But that's really good. I'm really enjoying that because as I said, I have no idea. And I also thought what was very good of Graham, Black 73 Cat, he pointed out about 3D. Now, 3D for children under 10, that's actually very, very bad for their eyes. I think that should be more widely publicised. I should also mention that the fact that Amelia is so keen on a Nintendo DS is because we went to a friend's house, and Henry had a play date there, and she was introduced by some older boys to the Nintendo DS, which is apparently so old you can only get it in special shops, the parent told me. She really got into it was a Mario Brothers game, and she really got into it, and she enjoyed it so much she wanted to have one of her own. So she would be a candidate for something like that. The 3D, yeah. I remembered it slightly differently, but I do remember seeing something like that for Nipper News, the blog that I do, I suppose this is where I sort of see the latest research and latest advice, I guess, when it comes to health and education, whatever, of children. And I do remember seeing something about 3D, that it's not, that children under the age of 10 can't deal with it. I don't remember it as that it's that bad for them, but I certainly remember that, that makes sense from what Graham said, that children under 10, their eyes and brains just not developed enough for 3D. That's what I remembered. But yeah, it makes sense that because the eyes are still developing, they shouldn't be looking at 3D all the time because, yeah, that could hamper the development. I mean, I'm not a particular fan of 3D myself, to be honest. Ever since, I think I was about 14, and it was my first time in West Germany, first time ever. And my cousin was kind enough to let me experience lots of things of the capitalist world, and he took me to one of those leisure parks, and we did all the rides, and they had one of their 3D cinemas, and they were showing a helicopter flight through the Grand Canyon, which was absolutely amazing. But I can tell you, I would have rather gone in the helicopter, because afterwards I did feel slightly disoriented and ever so slightly car sick. And I suppose that's what 3D does, really. It sort of messes with your brain, doesn't it? So no wonder one comes away with that. So I've not been a fan. And I also know it's not particularly good for small children, because Amelia, when she was about 5 or 6, went on a school trip to London, and they also let them go to an IMAX there. And I think she watched some underwater world thing. And she said two things. She was scared because there were so many fish, and obviously it seemed very real to her. But also she felt sick afterwards. So ever since then, I thought, you know what, it's not worth it. And I know that my kids get scared. So every time they see, I see somewhere 3D, I certainly wouldn't consider buying a 3D telly. But in a cinema, because you can now choose to see the film or the film in 3D, I think no, what's the point? The thing is, and this mirrors what Graham said about his son, didn't want him to be the only one to turn up in school and say, you know, I don't have the Nintendo DS3, I've got the DS2. It's the same. The kids see it, they want it, don't they? So what you get is my kids will look at the listings, and they'll see the film, and then they'll see the film and it says 3D, and they have absolutely no idea what that means, but it says that on there, so it must be something special, so they want to see it. So it's really difficult to persuade them not to. Anyway, but that's all about 3D. That's very important, actually, and one needs to spread that message. What else was I going to say? Television, yes, how I use television. Just quickly, I don't really have time to watch live television. The kids aren't really interested in sort of shows that go on. I've tried sports on them, I've tried sort of the early afternoon shows, and they've had some fun, sort of, but they've not asked to watch it again. So it's not something that we do as a family, really, apart from maybe occasionally watching a film. But then they just want to watch the same film over and over and over again. That's what they want to do with television, and maybe watch the breakfast television in the morning. And I didn't understand it. At that age, I didn't want to watch a film twice all the time. I wanted to watch something new. I tend to just record stuff and then watch it when I've got time. I've noticed, and I don't know whether my attention span is getting worse or whether I've just got too much to do, and watching something on the television has just become something else that I need to do, because I need to clear the drive, because we've got too much stuff on the hard drive. So I tend to watch something that means I can do something else while I'm watching. So nothing that engages the brain, certainly nothing with subtitles, because that means you have to actually... So the last thing we watched that had subtitles was The Bridge. But that was engaging. So we watch that all the time. But otherwise, I'm always either looking something up online. And I have seen those other trends that people now watch television while doing something else and looking at a tablet or something. Certainly in that trend. Anyway, I'm running out of time. I didn't actually want to talk for that long. Sorry. Thanks, everyone, if you listened this far. Hope you've had a good day, and I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.